Lord, why don't you take me? I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. Please pray that the Lord take me, Emma pleaded. For her, the joys of life were long past. The days of bearing the cross of her incurable disease had been numerous and painful. I won't do that, answered her pastor. If you're complaining about what God is sending, and only impatiently wanting to get out from under it, but if you want the Lord to take you to heaven, because you're eager to taste the joys you'll find there, we can pray that way. So they prayed that way, and ended their prayer with the words, Not my will, but yours be done. The Apostle Paul penned a similar prayer for our use. His feet were still on this earth as he bore his heavy crosses, but his eyes were on heaven, because he knew what was waiting for him in heaven. He could hardly wait to get there. His heart yearned to depart and to enter the better life. Notice how Paul talked about death. He didn't call it the grim reaper, whose relentless sigh cuts us down. He didn't label it the king of terrors, whose icy grip sends shivers down our spines. For him, death meant to depart and be with Christ. It meant leaving the things that are temporary and torn by trouble to enjoy the treasures that are permanent and that come with peace. As a result, he viewed death as triumph rather than tragedy, as the beginning rather than the end. Better by far is the way he described that heavenly existence. I desire to depart is the way he expressed his yearning. Christians yearn for heaven as little children yearn for Christmas. They know what is waiting for them at Jesus' side, and they can hardly wait to experience those joys in full. Some days during our walk through life, the yearning is stronger than on others. As death approaches, the intensity of the yearning heats up. A prayer for God to take us to heaven is not wrong. What could be wrong with a desire to depart and be with Christ? What could be wrong with a desire to see the Savior's face and to share His glory? What could be wrong with a desire to leave behind all the debris of this life and to live the sin-free, pain-free, death-free life with the Prince of Life in heaven? Please take me home, Lord. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. We pray, Lord, you know the pains of my life and the anguish of my soul. You also know how eager I am to leave this world of tears and to come home to you in heaven. So please understand my prayer. Help me bear my cross and bow to your will, and to be ready to depart when you call. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This devotion is brought to you from the Lutheran Home Association's Grateful Passing Booklet. After listening, we recommend journaling your thoughts. There are dedicated pages in the booklet, a free download on our website. This will allow you to explore your thoughts and feelings, remember your loved ones, or record your ongoing journey through grief. Sometimes, it can be comforting to look back and see how far you've come over time. Most of all, be assured that you can find comfort in God and His grace.